This is Jim Sperry, part two with Mr. Polson. Okay, so after that day finally ended, and you have time to sit down and speak face-to-face with Captain Dew, the other pilot, and the other crew, what'd you guys talk about, and what'd you think about it all after it was over when you realized Corporal Perez was going to be, was going to survive this?
You know, I think some of that information we didn't really have yet that day. I mean, this sort of evolved over several days as they tracked him where he went and stuff. So, I don't know that I realized the severity of it until quite a bit later, once the docs kind of came back and let us know what had happened, how deep this thing was in him, and how far in, and you know how extensive the internal injuries were and stuff. So, I think in this business, I don't know that I've been able to kind of separate that and not get real emotionally tied, because if you do get emotionally tied to a lot of these, that can affect you. So, I don't feel like any more of a hero than anybody else or any other mission. We launched, we do this all the time. Everybody in the company goes out all the time and never know what's going to happen. So, you know, I guess as time has gone on, I mean, it certainly is, you know, other people have talked about the uniqueness of it, and I guess it became more unique as we found out more details, but again, I think that's the mission, you know.
As we close, I want to ask you a couple of questions. In the earlier part of your career, what did you fly? What aircraft did you fly?
Actually, I've been later on this month. It'll be 34 years on flight status for me. I've never been off flight status. So,
what did you fly? What aircraft?
It's Hueys, 58s, and Blackhawks. So I've got about, it's probably 2,000-ish hours in the Huey, about 1,000 in the 58s, and I'm probably about 1,200 or 1,300 in the Blackhawk, I guess.
How many previous deployments have you done?
This is really my first deployment. A lot of training missions. I've been all over the world for different exercises, humanitarian missions to Central America and stuff, but this is really the first deployment that I've been on, and that's part of why I did it too, is that it would have left a huge hole in my career, I think, if I had not had this opportunity to do it after being in, you know, through the Cold War, through all the, you know, all those different eras that we've been through, and again, like the op tempo for the last 10 years has just been incredible for all of the military, but the Guard in particular, and just wouldn't have been right if I didn't get a chance to do this.
So at 56 years old, you winded up being a dust-off pilot. Did you fulfill the need, the hole? Did you fill the hole up in there?
Yeah, I think so.
Very good.
Final question. Tell me a little bit about family back home.
I've got my wife and three kids. Two are married. I just had both of the two married kids two grandchildren since I've been deployed. I got to see them in November when I went back for R&R for the first time. So,
congratulations.
One son still in college, sophomore in college. So.
Well, very good. What final question? What does the future hold for Mr. Polson when you return? What do you do now, sir?
Well, I don't know exactly. I'm going to go back. I was full-time for the Guard. I know I won't be going back to that. How quickly I retire, that's probably what will happen. Maybe I stay M-Day for a while or something. I guess I don't really know. I've focused on this, and I'm worrying about, obviously I didn't do this for the money and all that, so I'm hopefully going to, when I get back, I'll figure out what if I could still do all these retirements and do that probably, I'm sure, within the next year or two, if not as soon as they'll release us. We have to stay in for a little while to get through the refrad process. But
well, Mr. Polson, I want to thank you for taking time out. I know you're doing aircraft swap and you're busy, and I really appreciate you taking this time to speak with me about the event and getting to know you face to face, and finally meeting somebody almost my own age. Don't forget, I am 1 month older than you. Thanks a lot, sir, for speaking with me. It's been a real pleasure and an honor.
Okay, thanks.
This is Jim Sperry, March 7th, 2012, Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.